Good morning, I'm Anthony Moreno at 6:45. ExxonMobil will spend more than $300 million over alleged air pollution violations. Travis Bubinick has more on the settlement with the Environmental Protection Agency.
The EPA says the company has violated air pollution rules since the mid-2000s at its petrochemical plants in Baytown, Beaumont, and Mont Belvieu in Texas and in Louisiana. ExxonMobil has agreed to a $2.5 million fine and to install about $300 million worth of pollution controls and monitoring. The EPA's Deputy Assistant Administrator Patrick Traylor says the pollution came from flares that burn off waste gas.
We've alleged the company modified those facilities in a way that increase the amount of air pollution from those flares without obtaining required Clean Air Act permits.
ExxonMobil still denies it violated any rules. Luke Metzger with Environment Texas says it's a very good settlement, though he says the company could pay more.
They certainly have the resources to pay a higher penalty. They very likely profited significantly by failing to reduce this pollution earlier and to follow the law.
The plant upgrades will include flare gas recovery systems and benzene monitors installed on some of the plant's fences. In Houston, I'm Travis Bubinick.
One U.S. policy goal in Central America is strengthening institutions like government, the courts, and police. The idea is to help build better functioning countries so people won't try to enter the U.S. illegally. That goal is now under threat in Guatemala. A UN-led commission is prosecuting the corruption that's crippled the economy for generations. Today, Guatemala's economy depends on international loans and investment, but that money is tied to progress against corruption, which Guatemala's president is trying to blunt. The story from Lauren Madelon in Guatemala City.
They're layering the last bricks on a hospital annex, a project financed by international lenders. If you see a clinic, a school, or a road being built here, it's likely that foreign funding's the catalyst. But these days, the echo of construction's being drowned out by protests.
No! No! No!
Demonstrators are angry at their president, former TV comedian Jimmy Morales. They say he's hindering the fight against corruption. His campaign mantra was neither corrupt nor a thief. With no political experience, Morales won in 2015 by leveraging disdain for the previous president, Otto Perez Molina. He was jailed after UN prosecutors charged him in a massive corruption case involving millions of dollars in bribes. The international organization's been in Guatemala since 2007 and is lending investigative expertise and staff to the reform efforts. Fast forward to this past August, those same prosecutors announce a probe of President Morales' campaign finances. And 2 days later, he responds.
De declarar persona non grata al señor Iván Velázquez Gómez.
He declared the UN's lead prosecutor in Guatemala, a Colombian named Iván Velázquez, persona non grata, that he had to leave the country. That started a spiral of growing protests. The expulsion order was blocked by the courts. The U.S., eight other nations, and the European Union expressed disdain for the attempt to stymie Velázquez's work. Polls show that people have deep support for the work of prosecutor Velázquez. Guatemalan Congressman Fernando Linares, an ally of President Morales, isn't one of them.
We say that he has been doing selective persecution. He has not been objective or impartial.
The Guatemalan street does not appear to be buying that claim. Multiple politicians, lawyers, and bankers are or have been targets of investigations. They're congressmen who don't represent us, screams a protester. Words like that make international investors skittish. Guatemala receives loans from Canada and the U.S. governments, and from the World Bank and the Inter-American Development Bank. All are entities that tie their loans to progress against corruption. In an email, Central Bank President Sergio Resino stated those loans are secure for now, but added further investment could be put on hold if tensions continue.
So this is not just a political story, it's an economic story also.
That's Julio Prado, one of the prosecutors who investigated the now jailed previous president, Perez Molina. Prado's emphatic. Even if large-scale protests scare off international investors, it's a price Guatemala should pay for longer-term benefit.
Finally, the people has the courage to get out to the streets and says, we want a better country, we want hope, we want a better political system.
Guatemalans in the U.S. send home close to $6 billion a year in remittances. That's 10% of Guatemala's GDP. These days, they're helping their country in a different way, says Gabriel Ware in Guatemala City.
Many Guatemalan communities in the United States, in Canada, are supporting what's happening here.
Ware's with the civil society group Justicia Ya, Justice Now.
Telling people here in Guatemala, their families and communities, what's going on, because many of them come from remote places in Guatemala that don't have access to information.
Recently, current and former presidents in Argentina, Bolivia, Brazil, and Peru have been targets of corruption allegations. Those investigations have been led by local prosecutors in those countries using the commission's tactics in Guatemala, specifically researching heavily documented paper trails. Members of both major U.S. political parties have asked the State Department to at least temporarily deny U.S. foreign assistance funding to the Guatemalan government, money that can't legally be released until the U.S. certifies progress against corruption. I'm Lorne Madelon in Guatemala City.